our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Aha!
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
We're awesome.
I'm here this week.
We are. We got our fingernails painted.
Yeah, we just painted our fingernails. Adam's got a nice lumpy blue. I got a smooth green.
It's gritty.
I'm sorry. I know you don't like
that.
No,
it's fine. It lets me grab onto things better.
It's not super gritty, though. It's like,
grab onto things better.
It's like smooth gritty. It, like, if you don't put a top coat on that, it's all, like, sharp.
So we have to find what that Gio TV show.
Yeah, we learned that there was a Gio TV show. I think I actually knew that before. But I didn't know it had been translated at all.
It might not be.
That's a good point. It might not be.
I mean,
I'm really tired.
How hard is it to translate, like, 1 hour of TV?
I don't know. I was in India for a week and a half. Well, I was really only there for, like, a week, but it takes a lot. You have to travel there a lot.
It's like a day of traveling.
It's 10:30 p.m., and I'm, like, I'm tired.
Yeah, flying to India takes as long as, like, driving.
Yeah, you could drive across the country. Like, halfway across the country in the time it takes to fly to India. With layovers. Because you have to have long layovers, too, because you have to go through immigration and security at, like, every airport you touch.
Yeah, I know Hazleton to Sioux Falls was 22 hours. 20 hours, something
Lean
like
in.
That.
Get cozy with me.
I'm cozy.
Come get cozy with me.
Where am I going?
I'm leaning back.
I'm leaning out.
In. Why are you leaning out? Lean in.
Because I'm relaxing, because I'm at home.
Well,
and I'm
fine.
Trying to be asleep from a half hour ago.
You know, sometimes my nails were more important.
All right, what's our snack?
Whoa, we are 1 minute in.
Yeah, but
it is not snack time yet.
But I'm hungry.
Well, it's not snack time yet.
Because I didn't eat a lot of food
Well,
today.
You're going to have to wait, because it's not snack time
yet. I had a cup of noodles.
It's not snack time yet. You had, like, two tacos also.
Two tacos and a cup of noodles.
Yeah. You probably had breakfast, too.
I had a banana.
Yeah, see?
And an apple.
Yeah. You ate today.
I did have food.
I was talking about how I was in India. So...
But my being hungry is more important.
Loyal listeners of the podcast will know that I was in India.
Because you weren't here last week.
Loyal listeners of the podcast may also know that I went to the hospital in India.
Uh-huh.
So, we went for a day of vacation that was kind of... I wouldn't have done it had I known what it would be like. It was not really worth it. It was super hot, super humid. We went into a town and, like, had to walk around to a restaurant that wasn't even really that great. And it wasn't worth it. It didn't feel worth it. And then we went to work for a week, and we didn't accomplish everything we wanted to accomplish. And then we kept eating a lot of, like, food at restaurants that I never ordered the food. It was always, like, someone who was from the area ordered the food and, like, knew what we were getting, but I never knew what I was eating. And then on Wednesday afternoon, I started to feel real bad, and so I went back to the hotel room to lay down, and then everything started. And what's the phrase when it's, like, working at both ends or something?
You got the poops.
What is it called?
Poops and the pukes.
Yeah, that one. And I threw up for the first time since, like, 2009. And then I threw up four more times. And then at some point, I couldn't drink water anymore. Every time I tried to drink water, I threw up. And then I got dehydrated and I had to go to the hospital. And they had to give me saline. And I got 3 bottles of saline in me. Mm-hmm. And then they sent me back.
It's just like salt water.
It is salt water, but it was 3 bottles of it. Hey, if you're ever sick, pro tip, it is cheaper to fly to India and go to the hospital, the emergency room in India, and then fly back to the United States than it is to go to the emergency room in the United States. I went to the emergency room and got 3 bottles of saline and 1 bottle of, I don't know, I think it was like Tylenol water. And then some sort of, they pushed some kind of don't puke stuff into my arm. And then I also got 6 prescriptions, and it was all under $80.
Yeah. Well, that's just every other country, pretty much.
It's not every other country.
It's a lot of other countries.
It's definitely some third world countries. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so, and then I was still sick for like a day. And then I had 1 day of work, and then I came home. But the time that it takes to travel is absurd. I think it could be less time if you're willing to book different flights than we were, but you know, the company doesn't want to pay more money than it has to for you to travel, so you get the cheapest flights that take 30 hours to finish, right? So on the way there, I had like a flight from Seattle to Amsterdam, because we went the long way. We could have gone the back way across the Pacific and just like right. been there, just but instead there. We went through Europe.
You went all the way around the world instead yeah. of like a third
instead
of the way.
Instead of just like less of the way.
Yeah, you, so, you went through all over all
yeah,
of the continents.
Yeah, it was such a waste of time. we went...
Because we're in Seattle, yeah, so we could just so fly straight to India.
Seattle
if
to
go
Amsterdam,
left.
And then it was Amsterdam to Mumbai, and then Mumbai to Goa. And then we got into Goa at like 3 something in the morning, and there was this whole big thing where one of our coworkers got left behind in the Mumbai airport, so she just like had to figure out her own way to Goa on a different flight all by herself, which was awful. And then we spent a day in Goa, and then the next day at like 5 p.m. we flew from Goa to Bangalore. And then we spent a week in Bangalore, and then we flew Bangalore to Mumbai, Mumbai to
Paris,
and then Paris to Seattle.
Also, you saw a monkey.
Also, I saw a monkey. Also, I caught a Mr. Mime and a Corsola. Those were my goals for this trip.
But you saw a monkey.
But I also saw there was a monkey in a tree. My skip level boss is from India. And he told us, he was like, no, there's no monkeys in Bangalore.
Mm-hmm. Except then, for that one.
Yeah, and then we were driving to the airport and talking about monkeys, and everyone was saying how they really wished that they'd seen a monkey. And like, and then the cab driver, like at some point, the shuttle driver was like, you want to see a monkey? There's one right there. And it was just in the tree, being a monkey. It's going for the mango tree, because when you're a monkey, you want to eat mangoes.
Because they're good.
Yeah, mangoes are good.
It's like going to like Western South Dakota and like, where's a goat? And then you're just like, oh yeah, they're just there.
There's no bison here. And then they're like, well, there's one right over there.
Yeah.
There's just there.
Do you ever see the goats?
Have I seen a goat before?
Yeah.
Like, I've not seen a wild goat.
Really?
Nope. And they got mountain goats over
there.
Yeah,
they just stand on the side of a cliff.
Yeah.
Like on the flat
no,
part.
No, I know
of
the
cliff.
Flat part. I don't know how they do it.
They're like, what?
I like.
I'm just a goat.
I keep seeing pictures on the internet of like goats defy the laws of physics because they just like, they're so balanced. There is a gnat behind you who's like spinning in a circle.
Yeah, these guys are assholes. We have like there's like a gnat cloud flew into our window.
Yeah, I had a light on, and our apartment company is too fucking cheap to fix our screens or something.
Actually, we didn't mention anything about the screens.
What? I told you to mention the screens.
You just said mention the broken window.
Oh, I thought I told you to mention the screens when you put in the window request. Well, it's fine. They haven't fixed the broken window either. But we should really request the screens be fixed. Because there's holes in our screens. And so when the light is on, all the gnats try to come in.
Yeah. There was like there's gnat. There's no mosquitoes here, but we get
gnats.
There
was like
swarms.
1,000 gnats, like literally like 1,000 gnats on the window.
Well, we noticed there was like a gnat in the room with us.
What's going on? And then Adam looked over at the window and was like, oh, there's like 1,000 gnats. They're right there. Just kill it. They don't move. They're really easy
they're
to kill. They have no idea what they're doing.
They're just, yeah.
There's like 10 more up there.
Yeah, that's
maybe they are coming in somewhere else.
Probably, because the screens are, they're really small. They just climb through the holes in the screen.
Yeah, these are awful screens. They're not good screens. They're screens that these can't get through. It's not the ones that we have.
Yeah, we just have, like, the old-timey
screens.
I'm
going to go shut off the window. Turn off the light.
Yeah.
At least that light. Now they'll just try to get to the kitchen light, but at least it's farther away.
I
can turn off the kitchen light, too.
They'll just be banging against the computer screen or the TV.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or the bedroom light, or the whatever.
Bedroom light. I think we're done for no matter what.
Yeah, we're just gonna be annoyed. All around. We're gonna be annoyed minorly.
There's gonna be a lot of gnats. Oh. That's okay. The computer light's not that strong though.
No.
But oh, I can see the city. It looks like lights.
Like a city, yeah. I mean, that's what happens when you have the lights off at night. Yeah, we live
in
a city.
So anyway, I was in India, and then I came back, and I don't want to go to India again anytime soon, if ever.
You said you wanted to go to Singapore?
If I was going to go back to, like a Asian country, Singapore is a cheap one to go to, and I think it's a little more approachable than India.
Is it, you can't do, don't do vandalism.
Yeah, I wouldn't do vandalism. It's not really me.
Yeah, also they hit you with a cane.
I'm not sure if we've met, but have you ever seen me do a vandalism?
Huh.
When did you see me do a vandalism? I saw you poop
on the sidewalk.
You saw me poop on the side. Is that vandalism? Or is that littering?
That's. I mean, you can't litter either.
Oh. I don't litter either, though. I don't do any of that.
Except for when you poop
also,
on the
sidewalk.
Also,
you've never seen me poop on the sidewalk.
You don't know me.
Yeah, I do, because I've never pooped on the sidewalk.
Listen, you're supposed to yes and.
Okay, but I'm not gonna. I'm not yes anding me pooping on a sidewalk. Well, pick a better bit.
Commit to it.
Get a better bit.
I'm committing.
Well, I'm not committing to this bit. I'll try to commit.
You're pooping on the sidewalk right now.
This is ice cream I was keeping in my pocket, and it fell out of my pocket. That's what you're seeing. This is Rocky Road.
It's Rocky Road.
Rocky Road ice cream. Vanilla that fell ice out of cream. My, fell out of my pocket. See, I yes-anded you.
Good job.
But you didn't keep going. See,
well, let me get some whipped cream.
Where are you going to get the whipped cream from? Your dick?
No.
Good, because that'd be a weird place to keep whipped cream.
Yeah, because I don't know.
Why would you keep
whipped cream there? I have a bag that I keep whipped cream with.
You just keep whipped cream?
In case I need it.
Like room temperature whipped cream?
Yeah.
Don't you get
sick? It's fine.
Sick?
No. I haven't eaten it yet. It's for emergencies.
Well, if you do get sick, I got the name of a doctor in India for you.
What's the doctor's name?
I actually have no idea. I don't even know if it's on like my piece of paper.
Dr. Jones.
Of all the names, I don't think Jones was it.
It's not Jones.
No, maybe it's on my paper. Let me see. I have my paper right here that said all the doctor stuff
doctor
about me.
Dr. India person.
Patient advice.
Was it a lady doctor or a man doctor?
Age 28. It was a lady doctor. Age 28 years, 1 month, 13 days.
Yeah, that's about right.
It was exactly right, I think.
Yeah. Well, it's about right now. It's not exactly right anymore.
Patient can be sent home on the following treatment. Caprovidac, 1-1-1-1-5 days.
Yeah, that sounds like 5.
Ors after every loose motion.
That's when you poop real bad.
Review in medicine, OPD if symptoms persist.
See?
Soft, bland diet. Plenty of liquids.
And this is typed out. This isn't like handwritten.
Yeah, this
so.
Is like typed. Someone typed this.
Like if you're just assuming
fair,
that it's handwritten.
Okay, but to be fair, the English is everyone their second language. They all know
third.
It, but yeah, actually third because they all have. So from what I understand in India, every state has its own language and some states have multiple languages. So usually you speak Hindi. You speak the language of your state, and you also speak English.
Yeah, sometimes.
That's a lot to learn.
You generally speak English.
Provisional diagnosis. Acute gastroenteritis with moderate dehydration.
Do they just speak English because, like, England, like, was
probably,
there was a colony
probably,
for a long time?
Like, that would make a lot of sense, right? Doctor's note advice. OP initial assessment. They made half of this up, by the way. I didn't answer, like, I was looking at these answers afterwards, and I was like, I didn't answer any of that.
I have a question.
Printed by Preethi. Yeah, what's your question?
My question is, if you, like, learn 3 languages, like, from being a baby, how do you, like, separate them?
I don't know.
This is I have a real, actual question.
I don't know.
Like, because if, like, your parents are talking to you in... like English and Spanish and Esperanto, right?
Like, how do you know they're different languages?
How do you know which one is different?
Because the human mind is really smart. It figures it out contextually from. Like, usually you're not speaking a whole sentence in different languages, right? You're speaking one language for a while, and then you're speaking another language for a while, and at some point your brain puts together, oh, that my mom used 2 different words to mean that thing. That must mean something. And then eventually you figure out that there's multiple different words to mean the same thing.
I wonder if there's any kids that just are being taught like six languages at once when they're a kid, or how many they can even get.
I don't know if there's an upper limit. Breathing, spontaneous, normal rate and depth.
You're not even saying words, though.
Do I have spontaneous breathing? What does that mean?
That means you just keep breathing.
Oh.
Like, all the time.
I thought it meant I just randomly. All of a sudden.
Yeah, you're just like... There, circulation. Look at that, I just breathe again.
Tachycardic, reduced pulse volume. Is that bad?
That means your heart's not beating real fast.
I think it means I didn't have that much blood.
You don't have a lot of blood anymore.
My blood pressure when I left was 100 over 60. My blood pressure when I got there was 102 over 67. It went down.
Mm-hmm.
I got more liquid in me. My blood pressure went down.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, guys, I got real sick. I was trying to find my doctor's name.
How does blood pressure work?
But what do you mean, how does it work?
Like, so, it's like how hard your heart is pumping?
Yeah.
So having more liquid means more blood pressure in your liquid
blood?
Well,
it's like the pressure, I think it's like the pressure on your, like the vein, like the walls of your veins.
See, you know what's fun? Being like just asking medical questions
to someone
people
who doesn't know
who
the
are
answer.
Not doctors. Like, right. Yeah.
Here's
you drink more water and then your veins get full
of
water.
Oh, I got the breakdown of my bill. Oh, my primary doctor was Feroz Torgel.
Torgel, okay. Dr. Torgel.
The cashier was Nishan.
How do you spell Feroz?
F-I-R-O-Z. That's a pretty
there
great
was a,
name,
there
actually.
There was a planeswalker named Feroz.
I got
with an E instead of an I.
An IV cannula. An IV set. Those were 265 and 222 rupees.
That's a lot of rupees.
Each.
Is the money... What's the money in Zelda?
Rupees.
Yeah,
it's rupees. I don't think the exchange rate's the same, though.
Well, because they just have, like, gems.
Because in real life, the Indian rupee, it's 65-ish rupees to $1.
When you get, like, a bill, do you go do-do-do-do?
No, but I should have.
See?
Syringe with needle, 5 mls. I should keep this for my job.
It goes, ding, when you pick it up.
Some of my job is I have to find these things. I should keep it.
Yeah,
so
you also have
it.
To do your expense report.
Yeah.
You said you have to work tonight, too, so
no,
you should get that done.
No, I stayed later at work, so I don't have to work tonight.
Well.
Tomorrow I'll have to.
Okay. But we don't have to do a podcast.
Okay. The syringe with the needle was 28 rupees. The dressing, like the Band-Aid they put on top, was 103. That's a dollar and a half Band-Aid.
But you said it was real good tape.
No, that was just like sports athletic tape.
What was
the
real good tape?
That actually was like super cool tape.
See?
But.
It was good tape. That's why it cost 103 rupees.
Zanfoate 40 milligrams.
So 103 rupees is like $1.50?
Yeah.
Okay.
Something like that. A little bit less. It's like $1.75 or something.
According to your math, you said it was like 67 rupees was a dollar?
This is like 65. Something like that.
So.
Oh, there's tax here too.
So 100 rupees is $1.50. Or no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just about.
Because it's two-thirds. 100.
What is Zanfoate? You should Google this. Google Zanfoate. Find
out what... Okay, you gotta tell me how to spell
this. Find out what they put in me.
Zanfoate. I'm gonna pretend I know how to spell
it. Okay, pretend you know how to spell it. You're probably gonna get it right.
X-A-N...
Nope, already wrong.
Z-A-N
is right. Yeah, that's right. Zanfoate. 40...
Okay.
That's what I had. What is it, though?
I'm looking.
Pantoprazole.
It's an injection.
What does it do?
Treatment of acidity, heartburn.
It's a heartburn situation.
It lowers the acid production.
That's fine. I needed that because I had a lot of acid. And then I also had Rantac tablet.
Rantac?
It's a Zantac.
Sounds like fake Zantac.
It's Ranitidine. It is. It's not fake. It's just a different brand. Dolo, which was paracetamol, which we know as Tylenol. Acetaminophen. It's all the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Emicet. I know what that one is. I got that as an injection and as a tablet, I think.
Oh, lucky.
That's the one that made me not throw up.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, there's the tablet and... I think that's the thing they injected into my hand.
Mm-hmm. So does anyone need... Or are you still going?
Ivnisimol infusion. Oh, 1,000. They gave me 1,000 milligrams of Tylenol.
That's a gram.
That's like, that makes, that hurts your stomach.
That's 1 gram
of
Tylenol.
They hurt my stomach that they give me a different thing to unhurt my stomach. And then I got a bunch of tablets, one for Emesit, one for...
Well, they reduce the amount of acid your stomach produces, and then they gave you different acids, so it works.
I had to take this one that night, and I didn't know what it was. Look up secnidazole.
Okay.
You can look up Secnil. That might be better.
S-E-K...
C. It's a C. C-N-I-L.
Cessnil?
Yeah, Cessnil. Yeah, what does that do?
It's a nitroimazole anti-infective.
Anti-infective. What does that mean?
Effectiveness in the treatment of diatomaseosis.
Oh, in case it was an amoeba. That made me sick.
These guys?
And then they made me take antibiotic for like...
They're like my...
A week, anyway.
They're like my monitor.
Yeah, I see that. And then 500 mil plastic...
We don't like it when
sodium chloride. My salt water cost $2. Ridiculous. The most expensive medication I had by far was the probiotic that they gave me. But anyway, I picked this up initially to... Oh, they did a blood count.
How many blood do you have?
Oh, my kidney function test was the most expensive thing on the list. That's $2,000 of my $5,000. Rupees.
5,000 rupees is
this
different than...
This should have cost more. Because this said 1538. And this said 5420.
So it's like 7,000 rupees? Didn't you pay 5,000 and somebody else paid 2,000?
No, I paid 4,000 and someone else paid...
That's rupees,
1,
not dollars.
Yeah,
that's
it's not dollars at all.
$50?
Huh.
$55 or something like that?
But anyway, they did a blood test and it came back normal. I don't know what normal counts as.
Well, that's good.
Oh, these nurses did not get paid enough. The nursing charges was only $1. And it's $4 to be an emergency patient.
Do you want
to
hear about my week?
I do want to hear about your week. Enough about me being in the hospital. What's about your week?
And all the medications that they gave you and how much it costs.
Yeah. I think it's really interesting. I've never been in the hospital before. So.
Really? You've never been in a hospital?
No, not since I was like a baby.
Oh, like you haven't been in the hospital. Like yeah. You've been to a hospital. But you
yeah, I've been to
a
hospital, but I haven't like been in the hospital.
You haven't been
admitted
I've
been
to
a clinic,
hospital.
I've been to the doctor, but I've never been like admitted. And I guess I was technically admitted for like 2 hours.
So I'm setting up a group to play Risk.
Not just Risk.
Risk Legacy that
Risk
I got for my birthday.
Legacy that you
so,
got for your birthday.
There's
going to
be three
birthday.
Of us.
Okay.
It's going to be you and me and Robert, who was our guest last week. You haven't listened to the
episode. I have not listened to that episode. I've been doing a lot of other things.
We talk about some stuff.
Yeah, you do that on a podcast.
Yeah. And we're going to play Risk Legacy until the completion.
Oh, wow. All the way through. Can you add people partway through? Like, if you...
If somebody wants to join in, I guess.
Like, can you?
I don't know.
Because what if we
I haven't played it.
What if we find a fourth who's really like, oh, man... This I've always wanted to play this, and I don't know anybody who had it, and I just really wanted to play.
Well, I put up a post on the secret Facebook page for work.
Facebook page for your work, and nobody responded.
Nobody. Two people liked it, but they didn't say anything.
I hate when people do that.
They're like,
just
yeah,
like
cool.
It, but don't respond at all. I'd rather you just didn't respond at all.
Yeah.
Honestly.
And it was like, seen by 50. 2 likes.
Oh.
Nobody
you
cares
eat
about
it. Snack?
Yeah, I've been waiting.
Okay, open up the drawer. Is it in that drawer?
I don't know. What do we have? Did you get
something?
No, it's
in the other drawer. Yeah, dude, I got the little tiny candy bars. Remember?
No.
Yeah, they're right there. Get them out.
Oh.
They're little tiny candy bars.
Bar one. Nestle. You like Nestle?
I don't like Nestle, but...
You love Nestle.
I was there. I don't like Nestle. They're awful people.
But
a terrible company.
But they make quick.
Yeah, you know what else they make? Sick babies.
Yeah, well.
All right.
You gotta break some omelets to make
it. Yummy taste of caramel and nougat. You're eating it already. I was trying to talk about it. I want to talk about what... Take that out of your mouth.
I just bit it.
Okay, well, we're not
yet.
Eating it yet.
Tell me about
I
want
to talk about it. So I bought this at a store called Hyper City, which is the supermarket in the mall by my hotel. And I want to describe, how would you describe these to
it's
a
listener? It's a tiny candy bar.
It's a full candy bar.
It looks like
it's not like.
It's about twice the size of a fun size candy
yeah,
bar.
Yeah, is it? It might just be fun size.
Well, because it's thinner.
Yeah. And it's got this little thing on here. This is
Can I just eat it?
This is 5 rupees. What's 5 divided by 65? Very little number. I'm trying to figure out how many dollars it is, and it's...
Oh.
Alexa.
It's like 8 cents.
What's 5 divided by 65? What the hell? You always talk when I talk.
It's 8 cents.
Alexa, what is 5 divided by 65?
5 divided by 65 is 0.076922.
Yeah, it's 7.7 cents. It's
I said 8 cents. Yeah, I rounded. Well, you don't, you can't have 7.7 cents.
Anyway.
Why don't you ask Smisky what it is?
I brought this back.
Oh. I'm sorry, Smisky.
You taste familiar.
It's really good. It's just like a... like a... like a Milky Way, but that's all.
Is it like a Milky Way?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Because there's no nuts in it. It's not like a Snickers. Mm. It's just nougat and chocolate.
Just nougat and caramel.
Yeah, caramel and nougat. That's a Milky Way.
And it's not quite a Milky Way. It tastes like something, though.
Maybe like a Three Musketeers, but less. But that's just all nougat.
Yeah, but I think it is. It's kind of Three Musketeers-y. Yeah.
It's like a candy bar. It tastes like a candy bar.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I would eat it again for 7.7 cents.
Yeah. 8 cents.
All the candy was really cheap.
Everything's cheap.
Not everything is cheap.
Really?
You think that, but there's...
What was expensive? How much was a steak?
Everything at Sephora. We need to talk about steak.
Okay, let's do it.
There wasn't any.
Okay.
Because it's India.
Right. But if you just wanted one?
You can't get one.
But there's cows everywhere.
But yeah, they just do their own thing.
Okay. Tell me about Sephora.
Everything was expensive.
Did you go to, like, the white people mall?
No, I went to the mall, but it's in, like, it's in the same campus as, like, the World Trade Center and, like, the five-star Sheraton.
Yeah, it's the tourist shit.
I mean, the people who live there use it, but it's, like, the business... like
it's like downtown.
It's
like,
as gentrified as you're gonna get in India.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was that's called where Sephora, I went. Which is something they have in America, so it's gonna they're gonna spend.
Oh yeah, there was a Forever 21. There was a Gap.
Right, and it's just all America prices.
Yeah, it was all America prices.
Yeah.
Except Zara was actually relatively cheap.
Zara.
Yeah, Zara. But I didn't buy anything there. But I thought about it.
I don't know if that's an America company. There I just know there skirt, was one in America.
There was a skirt that I really liked at, I think it was called Shoppers Center. It was like the name of a store.
Mm-hmm.
But it was $40. It was just like this red skirt that I could buy for like $10, but it was like $40. Mm-hmm. I was like, what the heck? Everything's here supposed to be cheaper.
Most
of the restaurants we went to were really expensive, too, but I didn't pay for them. Like, I didn't pay for most of my meals.
What's the name of that? There's, like, in the Asian part of the South Center Mall?
Yeah.
South Center Mall?
Yeah, what?
Yeah. What's the name of that, like, that fast food place that's, like, an Asian fast food place?
Jollibee?
Jollibee.
Yeah.
I want to eat there sometime.
Okay, get like a hamburger or a spaghetti.
Or chicken. It's like fried chicken.
The best spaghetti that I've ever had. It will always be the best spaghetti that I've ever had, except for the spaghetti that my high school served, which was a really good spaghetti.
The best spaghetti was at Tooch.
No.
What was it called?
I don't remember anymore. The best spaghetti that I had was in the Mumbai airport.
Spaghetti factory.
At an Italy, like an Italian restaurant. And it was just like spaghetti and marinara, but it was basically the first time I'd really eaten in like 2 days.
Do you remember when we went to the spaghetti factory?
Yes, I remember when we went to the spaghetti factory. Am I supposed to be impressed about it?
They have like a factory where they make spaghetti.
Yeah, they don't though. It's just a restaurant. It's just a chain restaurant. It's not even anything.
But it's the best spaghetti.
No, the only reason...
They gave me ice cream.
Yeah, that's the reason you liked it. I was just about to say, the only reason you really liked it...
They're like, you get free ice cream. And I was like, what?
Because they gave me Neapolitan ice cream, which cost them like 10 cents.
But it was free.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. It was like good ice cream. It had like chocolate, pistachio, and something else.
Yeah. Neapolitan flavors?
No, but that's chocolate, strawberry, vanilla. It was different.
Is it?
It's a different name
it's
for
different
it.
It's different Neapolitan. Oh, it's like, what's...
It's like chocolate pistachio.
Venetian.
I'm gonna Google this.
not from Naples, but from,
it's some kind
of... What? What did I say?
Okay. Pistachio chocolate.
Just, it's okay.
Pistachio chocolate strawberry ice cream. What's it called?
It's called...
It says Neapolitan, but it's...
Neapolitan. Bullshit. Spumoni.
Spumoni. That's what it was.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Oh, it's cherry...
Cherry.
Cherry, pistachio, and chocolate.
Yeah, okay.
And it
you
was,
like that.
It was real good.
You like that stuff.
It was like, they're like, have free ice cream. And I was like, this is my favorite restaurant of all time.
You know what you could do? Just go to a restaurant and get ice cream. And then be like, can I
or
have...
Or I
a...
could just go to the ice
no,
cream
No, you could
store.
Go to a restaurant and be like, can I have some ice cream? Also, can I have a free salad? Remember... And then you could be like, I paid for the salad and got the ice cream for
you. Well, no, because... You could go to the ice cream. Remember when we went to the ice cream store? And
Which
I had
one?
The one in Ballard.
Full Tilt?
Yes.
Yeah, it was really good.
What other one? Oh, we went to the one for the free ice cream with your sister.
Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah.
We've also been to Molly Moon's. We've
yeah,
also
Molly
been
Moon's
to
fine.
The one in Fremont. It's like a Fremont ice cream company or something. I don't remember.
I don't know that one.
I don't remember what it was. It was the day that we went to the Solstice Parade last year, and it was raining, and we stopped in
oh,
for
like
and
it had
a
like a bad
milkshake. Yeah, but we went there.
We did, yeah. That one wasn't impressive.
Yeah.
It was very
We've
forgettable,
also,
which is why I forgot
We also
it.
Had Fainting Goat Gelato.
I don't remember getting that. I remember
we
seeing
did.
The sign.
We did, and it wasn't really worth it.
And then we had Molly Moon, and we're like, why is it
Yeah, Molly Moon's
else?
Way better.
But that's just because it's ice cream. They're not messing around
yeah.
trying to pretend they're fancy.
Well, people like the Fainting Goat.
They
really
they?
Enjoy it. I was
I don't.
Eh
I don't even remember
it.
Going in there.
Yeah, it was very forgettable. The lady behind the counter was not... She seemed fed up with us because we were taking too long to make a decision. But there was nobody else in line.
Yeah. She just wanted to not have
yeah,
to deal
I
with
anybody.
Yeah, I
think she just wanted... Yeah. And, I mean, I can't blame her.
I'm always that... When there's
yeah.
only one customer, she's like, just go away so I
like
can relax.
Like 100% of the time. Yeah, like they're chilling out and then you go in and just ruin their day.
Yeah.
What else do we have going on?
Let's talk about ice cream some more.
Okay.
Top three.
You know, this might make my sister really sad because yesterday she was lamenting how she was sick and her boyfriend didn't get her ice cream and then she didn't have any ice cream. And then today she commented on a post, a mutual friend's Facebook post about some ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And did you know that Dairy Queen brought back the treats of pizza?
I don't know what that is.
What? Okay. So picture like a big cookie.
Okay.
With soft serve ice cream on it.
Okay.
And then like chocolate sauce and like sprinkles or some shit.
You said
on
something
top of
about
that.
Pizza though.
Yeah, it's called the treats of pizza.
But it's a cookie with ice cream and they call it pizza.
Yeah.
Do you even know what pizza is?
Do you know what cake is? Ice cream cake isn't cake, but it's still ice
cream
cake.
It's ice
cream
cake.
Yeah.
Have you even been to Carvel?
Well, this is a treats of pizza. It's got like
oh,
M&Ms
just
because
it rhymes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Duh.
Ice cream cake
back,
is the best cake.
They're also,
bringing
back the slushies that my sister used to get a lot of slushies when we were kids. I would get, I think I got like a twist cone and she got the blue slushie. I think it was a blue one.
A slush puppy?
Maybe it was the green
is
one.
Is it a slush puppy?
What's a slush puppy?
It's like a slushie that
is
has
it
a,
when you grind up a dog?
No, it has a dog on the can.
Shut
on
up.
The cup.
That's not a real thing.
It's a slush puppy. Oh.
What are you talking about?
Hold on.
You're making it up.
No, I'm not. It's real.
It does sound like a thing that would be real.
See, there's a dog.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Slush puppy.
I believe you.
Well, of course you believe me because I proved it.
Yeah, but I would have believed you anyway. Just because that's a really good thing, like, because it's a play on the word hush puppy.
Yeah, they're not as good as Icy's, though. Icy's were always the best.
Well, Icy's different, though. Icy's, like, carbonated.
Yeah, well, Icy is, it's like frozen but carbonated.
Yeah, it's not.
Whereas like a slushy
a
has like a chunks of ice
yeah,
in it.
Yeah, it's just like chunks of ice that they put a weird liquid into and then
yeah.
you drink or eat
that's
it.
That's why I like
Icy's
better. I've always liked Icy's better. We had a store.
I didn't have an Icy until I was like a full on, I don't think I had an Icy until I was with you.
So
I don't think I'd ever had one before.
And they have them at movie theaters now, which is awesome.
Yeah, they had them at movie theaters when I was growing up. I just never had one.
They didn't have them at movie theaters. They had a place called Hills. It was
what
like
is
a
Hills?
It was like a department store or kind of like a yeah I guess it's
like a supermarket.
No, it wasn't a supermarket. It was a department store, but like you know how Target has like a little like a little section where you can get like pretzels and stuff.
Yeah.
They had one of those in Hills.
Okay.
Right by the front, and then they had Icy's there. Okay. And every time I went to Hills, I wanted to get an Icy.
Did you get an Icy every time you went to Hills?
I didn't get one every time, but I wanted to every time. Which,
close enough.
Yeah. But they also, yeah, Hills was, it was, what was it called? It was like a mini mall. That was it. It was like the, they had the, there was a Chinese buffet there that came in afterwards.
Uh-huh.
Hills closed down at some point and became something else that I don't remember.
Sure.
The bowling alley was right next to it. But the bowling alley was its own building. It, like, there was like a hill.
Like, okay. Like a you're parking motioning lot, like a hill.
Like a parking lot up high, and then there's like a big like side of a hill, and then another parking lot where Hills was. But the one up high was where the bowling alley was.
Uh-huh.
And then it was Hills, and then there was a record shop that I don't remember what it was called. But okay. That's where I bought my first They Might Be Giants tape.
Ooh. You bought a tape?
Yeah, they had tapes.
I bought an NSYNC tape once.
Yeah.
I think I had the CD first.
I bought the They Might Be Giants, their first album.
They Might Be Giants,
yeah,
self-titled.
Yeah, I bought that there. It was probably like $9.99.
Probably.
For a cool tape.
All right, top three ice creams. Go.
I was going to say top three ice cream toppings.
Oh, the toppings specifically.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's obvious that it's chocolate, pistachio, and cherry. Like, those are obviously the top three ice creams.
I don't know that this is obvious in any way, but I agree with you that top three ice cream toppings is a much more interesting top three.
Mm-hmm.
What's your number three ice cream topping?
Peanuts.
This might also count as frozen yogurt topping because peanuts. That is more of what I have a touchstone for.
Peanuts.
What is good on it?
It's classic.
Peanuts.
It has good texture.
Argue peanuts for me. Texture?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about the texture with peanuts. And they have a flavor, but it's subtle when mixed with the ice cream.
Isn't there like a peanut fudge sundae at Dairy Queen? Like, I think they take peanuts and they put them in a cup and then they put fudge on it and then they put ice cream in it and then they put peanuts and fudge and ice cream and then more fudge.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Probably peanuts. I think I had some when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. Pretty good.
Okay, so what's your number three?
My number three is sprinkles. I really enjoy sprinkles on ice cream. Like, more than one should.
Sprinkles are all right.
I think that sprinkles on ice cream is a good idea, and everyone should do it.
Jimmy's? Or you want rainbow sprinkles?
Either one.
Yeah, okay.
Either one. No. Rainbow sprinkles. I changed my mind.
They're more fun.
Yeah.
Feel like a unicorn.
Yeah. Rainbow Jimmy's.
Rainbow. Do they have those?
I don't know.
Well, the Jimmy's are the chocolate ones.
Yeah. No, they don't have.
Okay.
Number two,
Hershey syrup.
Hershey syrup?
Hershey syrup.
Why Hershey?
Not just chocolate syrup, because I've had other chocolate syrups and they all taste like garbage water.
Really?
A lot of them do.
You had the like reduced fat or the reduced sugar Hershey's, which also tastes like garbage water.
Yeah, that was in the fridge for 6 years.
Yeah, okay, it wasn't 6 years.
I had it once and I was like, I'm never gonna put this near my face again.
It wasn't 6 years, but we did almost move it.
Yeah,
once.
I'm like, I'm never gonna put this near my face.
Yeah,
again.
That wasn't.
But regular Hershey syrup is. It's just, it's the best.
Okay.
Well, second best.
Second best. Well, yeah, because it's your number two.
Mm-hmm. I haven't got to my number one yet, which will come up soon.
My number two is the Dairy Queen fudge.
Okay.
Specifically, it's like really sugary sweet, and it's like thick.
And it's super fudge.
It's like thick in a way that makes it awesome.
Wasn't there a book called Super Fudge?
Yeah, there was a book called Super Fudge.
Was it about Dairy Queen?
I don't actually remember at all what it was about, because every time I think of Super Fudge, I just think that the plot of the Chocolate Touch instead.
I think Ramona Quimby.
Yeah, you should think Ramona Quimby. I think the plot of the Chocolate Touch, because I get the two confused in my head.
Is that like the Midas Touch? One,
yeah, it is, except he turns everything to chocolate.
That sounds awesome.
No, he like turns his mom to chocolate.
Yeah, well, she probably tastes real good. Is it good chocolate, though? Like, it's not like... You know,
I don't think
it's
really
not
say.
Like bottom shelf chocolate.
I don't think they. Well, to get chocolate in that kind of quantities, it's probably bottom shelf chocolate.
Yeah, but it's
right?
Like magical. So it's
yeah, he
be
like
good.
Likes it at first because like the water from the water fountain is chocolate or whatever.
That's
but
awesome.
Then like he hugs his mom and his mom's fucking chocolate.
Yeah, well, don't hug your mom.
Yeah, it's a problem. And then like
she's probably gonna be annoying
if
later
I remember
anyway.
Correctly, he like goes back to the guy who like sold him the thing or gave him the thing or whatever, and the guy's like, "Nah, you didn't follow the rules." So
what
sorry.
Was the rules?
I don't remember. I looked at the plot not that long ago.
So,
what's your number one?
Oh, my number one is Magic Shell.
Magic Shell? Yeah. That's my number one, too.
It's because it's the best.
It's the best.
The chocolate peanut butter one.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
No question.
I don't know how many of those we have in our cupboard right now, but it should
be at
least
any.
Seven.
It's not any, because we don't really buy ice cream anymore, because it's not good for us.
Yeah, and also, if it was in there, we'd just eat it.
Yeah, we'd just eat it. We'd have to buy ice cream to
eat
it.
No, you just get an ice cube, and you put
just
it on the ice cube. You're like, it turns to magic.
It's just coconut oil. Like, it's nothing that fancy.
It's Magic Shell.
It's magic.
It's not
Except
science.
It's just...
If it was science, they would call it Science
Except
Shell.
Except that it is just coconut oil.
Magic Shell.
Okay. Magic Shell.
It says magic on it.
You were still saying something, though. I don't remember what it was anymore.
Magic Shell is the best ice cream topping.
You're the best ice cream topping.
When I was a kid, we would go to Oceans of Ice Cream.
Okay. What is Oceans of Ice Cream?
Oceans of Ice Cream was an ice cream, like a soft ice cream.
Like a Dairy Queen?
No. It was Oceans of Ice Cream.
Yeah, but it's like a Dairy Queen. Like,
no, it was
like
outside, because it was only open in the summer, but it was a building, but you had to, there was no inside, it was just
a
window on the
there
outside.
There are Dairy Queens that are like that.
Well, that's bullshit.
Where you can't go inside.
Well, I don't know anything about that.
The ones that you can go inside, I think, are less common. Like, the one in Moorhead that still somehow operates under its original,
Dairy Queen.
It's not the oldest one, but they still manage to operate under their original licensing agreement, so they can make their own, like, recipes and stuff that don't have to necessarily be Dairy Queens. That's all.
Okay.
It's like that. There's no inside there. You just walk up to the
window. I was telling you about Oceans of Ice Cream.
Okay. I'm listening, but know that in my head, when you say Oceans of Ice Cream, I'm going to picture my local Dairy Freeze.
That's fair. So it was, my Aunt Karen lived in West Hazleton.
Uh-huh.
On Putnam Street.
Uh-huh.
And then we would walk down 15th Ave.
Uh-huh.
Was it 15th Avenue?
Probably. You can just say it's 15th.
I don't know. No, I don't know if it was an avenue or a street. 15th. It was 15th. But we'd walk down there for a few blocks.
Uh-huh.
And then on the left-hand side, there'd be Oceans of Ice Cream.
Okay.
And you go there, and I would always get chocolate with cherry dip.
Cherry dip. You were a dipper. I was never a dipper. My sister was a dipper. She got vanilla with chocolate dip.
But that's Magic Shell.
What?
The dip is just Magic
You're
Shell.
You're shitting me.
Have you even seen it?
No. I mean, I've seen it, but I never thought about how they did it.
They dip it, and then it gets hard.
Well, when I was a kid, I always wondered how they did it, but now I know. It's just Magic Shell.
They just
wow.
have a vat of it that's, like, warm. And then they stick the ice cream cone in it.
I always wondered how it didn't melt the ice cream cone when they dipped it.
Because it's Magic Shell.
I know that now. Now I'm an adult. I understand. Thank you for picking that up. We always went to Dairy Freeze, and I got blue goo sugar cone.
Blue goo?
Blue goo. It was an ice cream, and then they had, like, a flavored gel that would just come out along the ridges when you squeezed it out.
Oh, I get you.
And it was blue.
What flavor was it?
It was blue goo flavor. I have no idea what the flavor.
It was just, like, kind of cotton
candy,
maybe?
I don't know what it was intended to be. Yeah, it was probably, like, a cotton candy or blue raspberry or something
sure.
like that. But it was blue goo.
There was a place in, when we would go to the camp.
Uh-huh.
There was a place that we would stop sometimes that had... They didn't have chocolate ice cream. They had vanilla,
uh-huh.
raspberry, but it was like red raspberry or a swirl, and it was soft serve. But there was no chocolate.
What was the swirl?
It was
vanilla
and raspberry.
And raspberry?
Yeah, and it was awesome.
That actually sounds really good.
It was the only time I've ever seen that.
Where they swirled something other than chocolate?
Yeah, it was just vanilla and raspberry.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, but it was soft serve.
All right. We're running long.
We've been talking about ice cream.
We're running long.
Yeah. I'll just cut out all that.
You know their podcast is going to be named after a food. Guys, go back into the
history. I'm just going to cut out all the stuff about India and we'll be all set.
Oh, perfect. Go back into the history of our podcast and notice that nearly all of the podcast titles relate to food. I mean...
Well, that's all... I mean, we have a snack and so there's
even
food.
Even Tom Maraschino was food.
That was an old one.
Yeah, it was a really old one. It popped up in my feed the other day, but it was still food.
It was like, that was the one of the first ones we did that, like, that's when we were numbering them, wasn't
it? Yeah, I think that was when we were still doing seasons before we stopped numbering them.
And now we're on season 3, episode 110 or
something. Yeah, we just don't number it anymore, which is better. It's better that way.
Yeah, because who has time for that?
People who actually think they're going to...
Monetize?
No, never monetize, but have a viewership.
Fan base?
Yeah.
We have a fan base.
Well, because we could just tell people, like, start with season 4, but we can't really do that, right? There's not really any, like, starting or stopping.
We're in season 3.
We're in season...
This is just one continuous episode.
Yeah, it's just one long season from now on.
If you care about us, you'll listen to all the episodes. They're all equally good.
You know what? No, don't set that expectation. That's definitely not true.
Well,
there's
no.
Some stinkers in there.
Is there?
Yeah.
Which one's a
sometimes
sticker?
Sometimes we don't know what to talk about, and then we argue half the episode.
And sometimes we just name all the medicines we took for a week.
Sometimes we talk too much about ice cream.
I think the ice cream was the most interesting thing about this episode.
Ice. Well, one of us was in a hospital and really wants to talk to people about it. One of us wasn't in a hospital ever as an adult, and so this is an interesting
revelation.
It wants
to talk about ice cream.
And wants to talk about being
in a hospital.
I had my
tonsils out when I was an adult.
Yeah, I know you did.
I was in a hospital.
But I didn't. I'd never been in a hospital before. That's why this is interesting to me.
Okay.
I didn't know how they work.
Jesus,
and now
podcast
I do.
Is long.
Your butt's long. What?
That's rude.
You're rude. Turn on the podcast then.
I can't. It's all over
you're
there.
You're going to be a little whiner about it.
It's all the way over there. I'm real tired, though. I have to go to bed.
Yeah, turn it off.
I have to brush my
turn
teeth.
Turn the podcast.
It's like 11:30.
Turn off the podcast.
I have to go to work in the morning.
This podcast is still on.
All right.
I haven't figured out why.
But I can't move.
You can't move.
Okay.
You're free to move.
I'm so tired, though.
Turn off. Bye.
Hold on.
Bye.
Hold on.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast.